All right, we'll say good morning. Let's continue top of page 71, the bolded lines. So the fourth line down on page 71. So remember, again, the Ramchal. So the Mises Sharman, the Rav Kashtil, were both highlighting the basic idea, namely that successful life is really rooted in the details. That to live successfully means an attentiveness to all of the details, big and small, in life. Im kein, eifo, eich yuchal ha'adam laha'alim einav mima'asof, if indeed the measure of a successful life is how careful one is with the day-to-day details, then how can one shield one's eyes from this, from his actions, or to in any way diminish his effort, the effort extended in refining or perfecting his actions? Because remember, again, as we saw on Friday, the Rav Kashtil pointed out that after 120, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu examines how we lived and what we did and how we conducted ourselves, says Rav Kashtil, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be looking at the way in which we were attentive to the details. And if indeed we were not attentive enough to the details, the tragic part is that at that point in time when we discover this reality, it's too late to change anything about it. He goes on, Sha'ata tagia lizman ha'ma'amad, e'az zem ma'od yikaiv l'chok yikaiv, amiti, lama lo his asko bepratim shebe emes hayu mashpim ala ma'amad shalcho, ula'ifa ata tia shayach. Again, after 120, the pain that one will feel when they were not attentive enough to the details of their life, and at the end of the day, at that point in time, unfortunately, it's too late to change anything about it. V'hinei, yesh mehapsoim ha'mevakshim rak lahakya me'aleim, shiomru, lamani agia atzmeilo b'chol kach hasidu suprishus. So the Ramchal writes, there are some foolish individuals who say to themselves, why do we have to tire ourselves out with all of these details for chasidus, for precious, for piety, for separation? Halo dai lanu shelo nihya meharishayim hanidonim v'gehenem. So Rosh, this is a quite an interesting statement. So the Ramchal writes that there are some people that say, come on, you know what? Who says that I have to spend my time focusing on becoming a tzaddik? I focus on becoming a chasid. And I'm pretty proud of myself on the fact that I'm not going to Gehenna. I think that's an accomplishment. By the way, I want to say that is an accomplishment. You know, that, let's not minimize that. That certainly is at least a good start. But again, let me kind of rejoice in what I've been able to accomplish. Namely, I'm pretty happy that I think I could avoid Gehenna. So do I really have to push myself to such a large degree to become a tzaddik, or to become a parush, or to become a chassid? Who am I the atzmo? So Rav Kashtil, as in his editorial piece over here, person says to himself, "Ani lo tzarech lihios sham b'ma'amat hachi mefuar ha'ikar, shani nimtza acharon l'chabura ha'tova. Ha'ikar, shani lo b'gehenem, ha'ikar ha'status ha'klali." So Rav Kashtil writes that, you know, the same way that I don't have to drive the best car, and I don't have to live in the best house, I don't have to have everything else. So again, so I don't need to be the best guy spiritually either. The truth is, again, what's important to me is that I not chas v'shalom be a rasha. What's important to me is that I not chas v'shalom be treated like someone ultimately who's evil or who's a wrongdoer. But again, as long as I'm not being judged, as long as my status, as he writes, ikra status haklali, as long as my general status is good, I don't know why I have to push myself so much. Page 71, about 8 lines up from the bottom. Im lo yiyeh lanu chilek gadol, yiyeh lanu chilek katan, anu dai lanu bazeh, v'lo nachbid al masainu ba'avor zos. So I won't have the palatial estate in Olam Haba. So all I'll have is the studio apartment. No, at least it's a place in Olam Haba, right? At least it's a place in the world to come, and it's not, God forbid, a place somewhere else. So he goes on, he says, V'hu omer li'atzmo, ani odea sheba ofen klali, ani bocher tov, ani lo b'gehenem, ani v'yeh b'seder. So again, a person could justify to themselves, at least at the end of the day, again, I know I'm doing pretty good, especially, again, when I look at those around me, I'm doing pretty good, I'm pretty happy. I'm not the best. Okay, who says you have to be the best? Last paragraph, 71. Amnam. She'ela achlas neshamehen. Says Ramchal, I have one question to ask such a person. Hayuchlu kol kach, al nakel vispo ba'olam hazeh. Hacholif, liros echa mechaverei mechubad menusa yosre mehem, umoshal aleihem. So, says Ramchal, I'll ask that person one question. Tell me, when you see your friend get more covered than you in this world, in olam hazeh, when you see your friend have something better than you, when you see your friend occupy a higher status than you, when you see your friend ultimately, again, literally uplifted and more exalted than you are, how does that make you feel? V'choshekin echa me'abdeyem or min'aniyem ha'nivzim u'shvalem be'ineyem. And all the more so if it's someone who's poor, someone who's a lower standing, but now someone occupies a level, a status above you. V'lo yitztaru. Tell me, says Ramchal, how does that make you feel? Doesn't it make you feel like less of a person? Doesn't it make you feel a little bit inferior? Doesn't it make you feel bad about yourself? Page 72. Ze neged hateva. Hateva ha'enoshi. Human nature. Habrius ha'enoshis. She'adam kain doresh mi'atzmo. Limtzos es yecholes ha'ishios shalom. Afilu ba'olam ha'zeh ha'shakari. Yesh b'soch adam netia beria litvoa me'atzmo mitzui. So we'll say, remember, just to clarify over here, that Ramchal is talking about now the second tier of individuals. So he says it's human nature that we all want to know that we have a standing. I want to know that I have a status. Maybe that's even the better word. I want to know that I have a status, and I want to know that I rank, and I want to know that I'm important. Vim hu roa ben adam shu har be pachos mukhshar mimenu. If I see someone who's quote-unquote less able or less capable than I am, and that person is having hatzlacha, and that person is succeeding, that engenders within a person a feeling of, why not me? Why not me? If that person is being so successful, if that person is being so matzliach, why not me? V'ze tiv'i, v'ze bari, v'normali, Sha'adam Dorish Mehatzmo Tevios Shemat Imos Lo. And this supposed to say is a very normal thing, because everybody wants to succeed, everybody wants to be on top of their game. When I see someone else who might even be quote unquote lower than me, who I should be able to surpass in my life accomplishments, and they're doing better than me, that awakens just within me a certain, it's not even jealousy. It's Lama Lo Ani. Why not me? Why can't I succeed in that way as well? So let's just do one more paragraph. Kine. Einenu haros kol amal ha'adam lihinase akomi sheyuchal velosim mikoma min haramim yoser. People say it is the most natural instinct within people that a person wants to succeed. I want to be able to surpass everyone around me. People say, again, not in a way, God forbid, that I'm putting anyone else down, not in a way that minimizes the kavod derech eretz for anyone else, but again, it's a natural desire in a person. You know, when a person doesn't have a desire to succeed and surpass all of those around them, you know, you wonder kind of what's wrong with such a person. That drive is a normal drive. Kinas ishmere ehu. There's a shtickle jealousy that drives people, right? There's a little bit of kino that pushes a person to want to succeed and surpass. V'mira chavera misromim v'nishar shapal. But if I see my friend lifted up, exalted, and I remain in the same lowly state, vaday shemashi yispo hu mashi yukrach lesavlo kilo yuchal limnoa ulavavo yis ashesh bikirbo. It's only natural that a person is going to feel bad about themselves. When I see that someone else succeeds and I feel that I could have had that success, I don't begrudge their success. I'm happy they're successful. What I'm upset about is, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I accomplish that? Why didn't I exceed those expectations? Says Ramchal, that engenders within a person certain negative feelings. Zekoivlo, zelo hegyoni mibchinaso, ba'olam hazeh, yesh netia tivis, letvoa me'atzmo. So also remember, this is all talking about in this world. How again, whenever I see someone who is successful, so again, it just awakens in myself that feeling of, why not me? Me'ata, let's just finish this paragraph. Me'ata, Imkach kasha aleim yoshvalim mizulos v'malos hamudumos v'akozvos shena shiflus bom ela lefanim below ha'inase ala shav v'sheker. So we'll say, if this is true, that I feel sometimes a little bit inferior when I see someone else's success in this world. This world which is an olam cholev, this world which is a passing shadow, this world which doesn't endure. But nevertheless, when someone else is successful, I have those feelings of not measuring up. I have those feelings of not really being who I'm supposed to be. Eich yuchlu lispo shiiru asam shafalim yosem yosem ha'anashim asamam asher heim atas shafalim mehem. But say, how do I think it's going to work in the olam ha'emes? Right? How do I think it's going to work in the world to come? When ultimately, I find myself on a lower status than people who I perceived as being lower than me. Last paragraph. Eich yachol lihios shema'amad lo yitrad oscha. How could it be that standing or status doesn't bother you? Va'od hama'amad ha'amiti. Anachnu roim shezeh davar tiv'i ve'kayom. So standing and status is very important to us. Don't lie. We shouldn't lie to ourselves. Every person should be bothered by their standing. You know, I'll say, to be clear, if it doesn't bother a person, if everyone else around them is successful and I'm not successful, if that doesn't bother me, there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with me. I'm lacking a drive. I'm lacking a drive. I'm lacking a passion. I'm lacking a certain hislavos for life. It's supposed to bother me. As lama lihilachim bazeh. Somebody who says, you know what, I'm comfortable with underperforming. Everybody else is performing better than around me. It doesn't bother me. They're lying to themselves. Now, maybe we could convince ourselves that it doesn't bother me. But Rebbe says, at the end of the day, it absolutely should bother us. If everyone else around me is operating, you know, on all cylinders, and I'm just, chugging along, not succeeding, if it doesn't bother me, it means I probably have low self-worth or low self-esteem. Or I'm just lying to myself. But it's supposed to bother me, because when I see other people's success, that's supposed to say to me, hey, I can be successful also. So stop over here, Bosei, but you could see again that what Ramchal is going to do with this. Ramchal, remember, speaking to the second tier of individuals. Individuals who do not necessarily value shleimos. They do not value a sense of becoming whole on their own, rather they value shleimus. Ultimately, the reason why shleimus becomes important is because of a social issue. If everyone else in the peer group is aspiring for shleimus, I want shleimus as well. And what Ramchal is pointing out is, if a person is impacted ultimately, again, from how things look on a social level, so understand after 120, when I see all of those people on a high exalted level in Olam Haba, and perhaps again, even people who I thought were regular people, quote unquote, less than me, and yet again, they've achieved a higher level in Olam Haba, how is that going to make you feel? And lest you think for a moment that you could say, hey, you know what, I'm going to be fine. You know I'm going to be fine? Because I'm also going to see those guys down there in Gehenna, and I'm going to say to myself, at least I'm not one of those guys. Says Ramchal, it's not going to make you feel any better. At the end of the day, when you see the success of others, that they've amassed through a lifetime of work in this world, and then I see what I have, because I didn't work as hard, says Ramchal, understand, a person is going to feel bad, and a person is going to be down on themselves, and a person is going to feel, why didn't I try a little bit harder? And again, that sense of frustration is not going to be something that's just felt for a day or for two or for a month, but that sense of frustration ultimately is felt for an eternity. Therefore, again, Ramchal telling us that even just from a social perspective, how important it is to try to strive for a sense of shleimus, for a sense of being whole. All right, so we'll stop over. We'll pick up with this in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. I'm sorry?
By seeing others or by seeing his own potential self?
Well, it starts by seeing others. It starts by seeing others. And you see others succeed, and I could have succeeded in that same way. That hopefully awakens within one a recognition of what they could accomplish as an individual.